Last year's corporate governance failures by the Big Four accounting firms raised the question of whether institutional failure, whatever the institution, is due to poor organisational culture or individual character. Now, our first reading, which records a litany of Israel's institutional failures that results in its decimation, suggests that it's both. However, while taking action to improve poor culture and moral character are necessary for addressing institutional failure, our second reading of the Gospel hints that these actions are not sufficient. Ephesians states that it is grace we are saved by faith, and the Gospel tells us that God's grace and faith expressed through his only begotten Son saves us. It's attempting on this fourth Sunday in Lent to assume that our self-denial and our discipline, our efforts to improve culture and moral character will save us, will arrest institutional failure and decline, be it in our families, our organisations, our church, our political parties, or nation. Now, while our efforts are necessary, Ephesians and the Gospel remind us they're not sufficient. So this Lenten weekend, we're invited to receive God's gift of grace in Christ, to acknowledge and relinquish our unhealthy need for control, check our egos, and humbly open ourselves to God's transcendent and sacred presence in our lives.